מהו שהתורה ניתנה מתוך החושך בעבודה, עמוד 702, ספר רבה ש'
What does it mean that the Torah was given out of darkness in the work?
במדרש וזה לשונו,
It is written in the Midrash, As sages say, the nations of the world did not receive the Torah since it was given out of darkness. He says about them, For the darkness will cover the earth. But Israel received the Torah since it was given out of darkness, as it's written, as you hear the voice out of darkness, and he says about them, the Lord will shine upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. We should understand why the Torah was given out of darkness. And why the nations of the world did not want to receive it out of darkness. It is as though the Creator deliberately gave the Torah out of the darkness, so the nations of the world would not receive it. And we should also understand why Israel did receive the Torah out of the darkness. First, we need to know what is darkness in the work. The thing is that because the purpose of creation was to do good to his creations, when a person is satisfied with his life, it is considered that the world shines for that person, meaning he enjoys the world. But if he does not find satisfaction in life, he says, "The world has grown dark on me." It is known that in the work we call the vessels of bestowal Israel, and we call the vessels of reception the nations of the world. Hence, when a person wants to draw near to the Creator, meaning use the vessels of bestowal, but he cannot because the body disagrees with it, since his body extends from vessels of reception, at that time a person feels that the world has grown dark on him, for he understands that if he cannot obtain vessels of bestowal, he will never be rewarded with the upper light, which is the light of doing good to his creations. It follows that the darkness he feels from not being able to obtain vessels of bestowal by himself gives him the need that someone will help him obtain those vessels. According to the rule, there is no light without a kli, without a vessel. There is no filling without a lack. It follows that now he has received a need for the light of Torah. It is as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Thus the Torah is given specifically to the deficient, and that deficiency is called darkness. This is the meaning of the words, the Torah was given out of darkness. That is, one who feels darkness in his life because he has no vessels of bestowal is fit to receive the Torah, so that through the Torah, the light in it will reform him, and he will obtain the vessels of bestowal. Through them he will be fit to receive the delight and pleasure, for those two are included in the Torah. One, the kli that he wants to bestow. Two, then he receives the delight and pleasure into the vessels of bestowal. Conversely, the nations of the world did not receive the Torah since it was given out of darkness. In the work, the nations of the world means that the body comprises 70 nations that want the Torah, not because they feel darkness when they have no vessels of bestowal, rather their only desire is the vessels of reception, and they have no desire to emerge from that control. They want the Torah in order to add more light to themselves, meaning more pleasure than they receive from corporeal matters. That is, they also want the next world. As it's written in the Zohar, they howl as dogs, hav, hav, give, give. Give us the wealth of this world, and give us the wealth of the next world. That is, the wealth of this world is not enough for them, but they also want the wealth of the next world. It follows that the Torah was given specifically to those who feel that their will to receive controls them. They cry out from the darkness that they need the Torah in order to deliver them from the darkness that is the control of the vessel of reception, on which there was a tzimtzum and concealment, so that no light will shine in that place. But that place is the cause for the need to receive the Torah. For this reason, since the Torah came because of the darkness, the Torah did two things. One, the light in it reforms him. Then the tzimtzum and concealment depart from his vessels of reception, because where he had vessels of reception, he has now been rewarded with vessels of bestowal. This is the meaning of the words, "and the Lord will shine upon you." That is, as the Creator wants to bestow, so man will be rewarded with a desire to bestow. 2. After he has been rewarded with vessels of bestowal, meaning he was granted the ability to work lishma for her sake, which is called learning Torah lishma, then he is shown the secrets of the Torah. As Rabbi Meir says, this is the meaning of the words, "and his glory will be seen upon you." Meaning the glory of the Creator, which is the revelation of godliness, it will be seen upon you. For then one is rewarded with the Torah, and Israel and the Creator are one. However, the nations of the world which do not need the Torah in order to emerge from the darkness, which are vessels of reception, but rather need the Torah in order to add the wealth of the next world to the wealth of this world. As we said, give, give. These people who are in a state of nations of the world say that they do not need the Torah in order to deliver them from the darkness, since for them they regard the vessels of reception for themselves as light. Rather, they want the light of Torah to come into the receiver. The verse says about them, "for the darkness will cover the earth." That is, they will not be rewarded with the light of Torah, because the light of Torah was given out of darkness. In other words, one who feels that he is in the dark is regarded as Israel, who need the Torah in order to illuminate their darkness. They are rewarded with, "the Lord will shine upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you."
Relatively clear. Okay?
No.
What? Are we going to sing something at the end?
Kavel Hashem Chazak Veyam.